Hey there, welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
How's it going, Rochelle?
It's good.
We just celebrated Halloween yesterday. Big, exciting day. First Halloween for the boy. This is a thing. Rochelle and I didn't get dressed up at all.
I thought about it, but that was about it.
That's about as far as it went. You thought about it, and then that ended that. Because you were throwing around a few ideas. You were wanting to do... were you wanting to be a monster or something like that?
No, I was just going to... I have a pink wig. So yeah. I wear the pink wig and then wear a cape. That was it. It didn't really end up being anything.
That, what is that, though? Like a pink wig and a cape? Nothing?
Well, I was thinking I would be kind of like... a transvestite Robin Hood.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I guess that's a thing.
I thought about putting all that makeup on, and I was like, oh my goodness, I do not have time to do that.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Before we continue, I will say this. If you like our show, you can go to tiptaptip.com. Check us out there, comment, etc. We're also on Facebook, which is a great place if you want to go and see our videos, which we talk about sometimes.
The videos are also on the website.
We're also on iTunes. Check us out. Search Tip Tap Tip.
We're everywhere, Eric.
And Stitcher if you have an iPhone or if you have a...
Tip Tap Tip is like crabs online.
It's...
invading every crevice.
It's a disease. Once you get us, you take a few pills and maybe we'll go away for a little while, but then we flare up again and then it's trouble. So like I was saying, it's the first Halloween for the boy. He was about 5 months now. Now, obviously he's not big enough to decide what he wants to dress up as. So that's where mommy and daddy come in. We said, okay, well, here's a little creature who's too young to tell us no. Because he doesn't know how to talk yet.
He'll be too young to tell us no for a while still.
So
that's pretty nice.
So what do we do? Okay, here's this thing. We will dress him up and we'll make him look cute. But he's only like 5 months, you know, and...
Well, he looks cute no matter what.
He looks cute already. So that's kind of a... That's kind of a bonus. So we're throwing around ideas. And I think you'd come up with... an idea, like a monster or something like that?
Yeah, because I just wanted to make something. And I was looking at all the supplies that I had, and I was like, well, I kind of wanted to dress him up as a chicken or a duck.
A chicken or... Oh, yeah, because we have that.
That would be so cute.
Yeah.
And there's a really, really easy way of doing it. You just get that whole bunch of that fluffy stuff.
Yeah.
And then, you know, put that on to... one of his like one piece outfits, and then you just get yellow rubber gloves and put those on his feet, and then you just have a hat and you put a chicken thing on the hat or a bill, like a duck bill,
and you just hope that he doesn't cry.
Yeah, but I thought that'd be really cute. But then of course I didn't have all the stuff to make that, so I thought, well, what's a mishmash of random shit? Oh, a monster.
Yeah, there you go.
Or a clown or something like that.
Yeah, no. The what we eventually ended up dressing him up as, it was a Charlie Brown, because I figured he's bald, he's young, his head is kind of disproportionate to an adult's head, so it kind of looks like Charlie Brown anyways, right?
Yeah. Well, Charlie Brown's a kid too, right?
He's a kid. So I'm like, oh, okay, this is an easy one. What do we need? We need a yellow shirt, and we need to have zigzags on it, and then we need to put... something on his head, basically, right?
Yeah, draw the little swirl on his head.
Now, I got the yellow shirt.
It was a nice costume because it was really simple.
It was a very simple costume, yet very, very effective. Now, I got the I bought the yellow shirt a few weeks ago, and then on last Saturday, actually, I had sewn on the zigzags. Now, credit goes to Rochelle for drawing on the swirls. Now, I had attempted to draw it on. But then, and thankfully, Rochelle intervened, because apparently when I drew the swirls on his head, it looked like balls on his forehead.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Yeah, so Rochelle fixed that up.
I don't know how you pass that stuff.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so there you go. There's pictures online. I don't know if, you know, I don't... We put it on the Facebook, and it was pretty effective. People liked it.
So many people commented on it.
Yep. What else have we been up to since last time?
Well, and then what did we do for Halloween? We basically just like sat on the couch and watched movies and ate candy.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, because we went out to, we went over to a friend of ours' place, and they had their two young sons went out both as Spider-Man, because apparently one Spider-Man isn't good enough.
Well, it's probably because one of them did it, and then the other one was like, I want to do that too.
I want to be Spider-Man too.
Well, so many boys love Spider-Man.
I don't, yeah, it's weird though. Like,
it's because he spews out stuff.
It's like every.
It's fun. It's a fun action to do. Like, pshoo,
pshoo, pshoo. Yeah, like every, because you see this stuff if you're on Facebook and if you're on Instagram and you're around our age, right, where people are having kids and stuff.
Yeah.
Every young kid wants to be like either like Iron Man, Spider-Man, Batman, like all these superheroes, right? And it seems like within the last few years, that's all kids ever want to be.
Yeah. But it might also be because of the generation. Like, our generation, we grew up with those things, and so we grew up with them, so then we want our kids to grow up with them, and now they're
in, you know, the... And also, I understand that the movies are coming out and stuff like that. Okay, yeah. I get that.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I was saying to Rochelle when I was a kid, I think I was a Ghostbuster, so maybe that's a thing. Like, maybe it's like the movies that are out and popular at the time. I was a Ghostbuster.
Yeah.
I made the thing out of like a shoebox and some tubes, and I got some coveralls from wherever.
That's so cute.
It is pretty dumb, but it worked out. People got it. Like, oh, there's a Ghostbuster.
Yeah. I never really... The one costume that I always did as a kid was a hippie.
That's an easy costume.
It's easy, and then I got to wear tons of jewelry and
accessorize.
Yeah, do crazy makeup and stuff. So that's the one I like doing.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of boring, though.
And I'm done with Halloween. I'm done with dressing up.
It's so much work.
It's fun dressing up other things.
It's a lot more fun, yeah, dressing up, though.
Yeah. What else is going on? Oh, yeah, we got this letter. Now, remember last episode I mentioned about playing Rush and how you had vetoed it?
Yeah, because they suck. Because
they suck, according to Rochelle. Not like, you know, the Canadian music icons, basically, right? But doesn't matter.
They are not.
They are icons.
No, they're not.
They are Canadian. They're like the.
Some Canadians don't even know who Rush is.
Show me one. They don't have to like Rush, but.
I think more Canadians know who the Tragically Hip are.
I think about the same.
No.
I think there's more. Because
I didn't know about Rush until I started dating you.
There are more Rush fans than there are Tragically Hip fans.
Yeah, but are they all Canadians?
No, they're like
all Brazilians.
All worldwide.
But we're talking about Canadian icons, Eric, not worldwide icons.
Yeah, but they're like arguably like one of the best-selling Canadian bands ever.
It's so disgusting.
You're like you're surprised that you even sleep with me right now. Like, how did I have a baby with this person?
Well, I wasn't really thinking about that. I was just thinking about how nasty Rush is. But now that you mention it,
you're like,
who's sleeping on the couch?
Fine.
You can sleep with your Rush CDs.
I will. I'll play all the albums while I fall asleep.
Ugh.
So basically, Rochelle said, no, you cannot play Rush on the show. And I said, well, yes, I need to. And somebody please email me. So I did get an email.
What did they say?
This is from Cole Train. If you've been listening to our show in the last little while, when we were out on maternity leave from our show, first month and a bit that the baby came along, Cole and his friends filled in on a show. And
Eric, I think you need some sugar.
I'm
you are so like meh, 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 meh.
This is what happens when we do show
meh, meh, meh.
This is exactly what happens when we do the show late.
It's not that late. It's 9:30.
It's bedtime for Erica, right?
9:30 is bedtime?
You know why?
I thought 10 or 11 was bedtime.
Not lately.
No.
See, this is what happens. Like, we have...
fuck it. Tomorrow's your last day at work. Your job. So just maybe don't go. or something?
Yeah, I kind of need to do things like sign paperwork and return keys. It's kind of an important thing. You know,
fuck it!
Now, like on the show, I really don't talk about the specifics of my work. Really, all people need to know is that I am employed. They don't need to know where or what I do. It's nobody's business.
Everybody's employed.
Everybody's kinda. Employed.
Either that or they get money from the government, which is kind of like being employed.
It's kind of like being employed, but doing nothing for it.
Sometimes. Yeah.
But now I'm going from one place of employment to another place of employment. Yay.
I look at my job as being like the government is paying me to raise a healthy, sane baby that will grow into a good man that won't be on welfare or be in prison.
Now, actually, hold on. We didn't even read the letter. You totally got me off track because you're all excited.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Like, way to go.
You know why? It's because you're so tired that you're so out of it that you didn't even notice.
No, I noticed it. I'm like, well, why is she talking about something else? I was about to read a letter. And what did I tell you? Shut the fuck up, Rochelle. Let me do my thing.
Don't tell me what to do. I'm going to have to slap you in the face.
No, I have this, look at this stack of paper.
I'm going to pinch your bitch titties.
I have an outline. I have a stack of paper. Things I want to talk about.
Okay, well then get the move on.
And I don't need people like saying, me starting about, talk about something and then you completely making me go off track.
But.
No. Don't do that thing.
So I'm only allowed to talk when you allow me to talk?
No, you can talk, but you know, there's a certain, you can't just drive me off track here, man. I got a plan. I got this.
Do your plan then.
I typed this
do out. Do it, Eric, do it.
On the paper.
Do it.
That's my outline.
Okay, go.
This is what makes your
go,
show go.
Go, start. Green light.
Okay, I'm going to read the letter, right?
Go.
Okay, this is from Cole Norris. He filled in on the show, a few months.
The guy that got drunk and then like was chasing people and then stuff like that.
And then freestyled a rap with his buddies.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was something else. That was for sure.
I felt like I was there.
Yeah, actually, it's very
like a bug.
Yeah, cause
on a leaf, watching all of this stuff,
listening to a bunch of young kids go out, get drunk, and do crazy shit for like an hour. this is what Cole has to say regarding my statement last.
I bet you he agrees with me because he's cool.
I can't say that. Eric, can you please play Tom Sawyer and Fly By Night for your number one fan, Big Ol' Coltrane, just once or maybe forever? Eric clearly wins, and if you need another one-off show, think Coltrane. Haha, have a good one, and congrats on the kid. Best of wishes.
What's Coltrane?
That's his nickname that he gives himself.
But is that a thing?
Well, there's... Like
trains that carry coal.
Well, there's a coal train, but then but then there's also last name. There's a last name Coltrane, Coltrane. I believe that's how it's spelled, but he spells it coal-train. So maybe it's what you were thinking about, a train that carries
coal. Yeah, because it's burning up.
He's
fueling up the fire.
I think you're full of energy right now.
I'm so tired that I'm like over energized. Well, I feel like I'm on drugs.
You are on the crack cocaine. this is a thing which happened last week. Rochelle and I talked about it and I thought, well, this is kind of bullshit. iPad mini came out. It's kind of like the iPad we have, but smaller and
we need one in every size.
We need one in... It's our fun size iPad.
If we had two bathrooms that we might keep...
Actually, yeah, that's true. No, because I have my phone. So I can...
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah, they came out with that last week. It's a 7.9-inch screen, which is smaller than our 10-inch screen. I don't know. What?
That's not even that much smaller.
Do people need these? But, you know, they do because I saw the pictures on the news.
It's just options, right?
Yeah, I saw a picture on the news today. People are lining up for this fucking thing. Who knew?
I think some people might have a little bit too much disposable income. And some people kind of get obsessed with technology. Like, remember when we were talking about if you were single and you... You know what I mean? Like, you would have so much more stuff, like technology stuff.
Oh, well, I know exactly what you mean.
So much more.
When I was living in Vancouver, that's what I did is for a while I started to do this. And I was really into like old vintage Macintoshes, right? And I used to collect them, right?
Oh, man.
I only had two, so don't worry. I didn't get too out of hand. But then when I, like, luckily when I moved back to Calgary, I got rid of them. And yeah, that was that.
Yeah. I knew what I would buy a lot of. I'd buy a lot of shoes and boots. Because I was looking at the Gravity Pope website, which is a really nice shoe store in Calgary.
Yeah.
And just drooling over these boots. I think I look at the boots like every single night before I go to bed.
Is that what? Is that your night book thing?
It's like, instead of reading a book, I'm like, I'll just look at these shoes.
It's like,
Someday, I'll own these shoes.
Yeah. Yeah, but actually, back to what Rochelle kind of derailed us on earlier.
We're not playing Rush.
A little bit.
No. Just because one of our listeners, no, that's not a good enough reason. One listener says yes. Eric, you're not allowed to do it.
I have it all queued up.
I know, but that's not very nice. I'm going to run away. I'm going to run away, Eric. I'm going to leave.
It's a good song.
I'm going to throw up into the microphone.
I got another mic. Don't worry. Oh, come on.
Okay, everything's good until that guy's squeaky voice comes on. That's what he sounds like.
Okay, Rochelle, can you do your Geddy Lee impression, please? That's actually pretty accurate.
See? Like, I could have a career in this shit. I think you should do your voice that you do for the puppet.
Oh, yeah.
It's so cute. Eric does puppet shows now.
I do puppet shows for the baby. I have two. There's two puppets. There's like a red sort of monster one, and then there's like a blue,
goofy looking one.
And I have two voices. The red one's like, I'm the red puppet.
That's the red one.
And then I have another one, which is, I'm all like gross, but, I think I'm getting like sick or something.
Well, that's not good.
But anyways,
you got to stay away from the baby then.
Yeah, I know. Here's my other voice. It's the blue puppet. We're gonna go. Hi, I'm the blue puppet. Hi, little baby. What you doing?
That one's so cool. I love that one.
I'm just going to stand over here. I think it amuses you more than it does the baby.
Do it again.
Hi, Rochelle. How's it going? What are you eating, Rochelle?
What
are you eating?
I'm eating a grapefruit. Oh, wait, let me do it in Geddy Lee voice. I'm eating a grapefruit.
Yeah. I don't have that song.
Okay. We're just going crazy now.
Yeah. We're going crazy, boss. Okay, I'll stop playing the Rush song, but for Rochelle's sake.
Thank you.
Because apparently she's not a fan of Rush.
Well, I'm not a fan of his voice. There's a lot of bands that I think would be really good if they didn't have that one particular lead singer.
But like which bands?
Well, I can't think of any right now, but for sure Rush. Like his voice is just not.
It's very distinctive.
I don't like it. You know, like if the lead singer of Depeche Mode was singing for Rush.
Yeah, but the lead singer of Depeche Mode can't sing, play bass, and play keyboards with his feet.
I don't care.
The same time.
His voice is way better.
Not many people can do that.
Or if, like, the Motorhead dude was singing.
Yeah, he's kind of shouts.
Rush.
Like,
huh?
He just kind of shouts and yells.
I know, but Rush is like, he sounds like a squeaky lady.
Okay. I'll say this. They're a very divisive band. You either really like them or you just hate them. And apparently on the don't like them.
So. You've known this for like, I don't know, 10 years, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Maybe not 10 years. We haven't been together that long yet.
Not yet. No.
It just feels like it, right?
Feels like a million.
Feels like, I feel like I'm 50 years old right now.
Here's something we haven't done in a while.
Fact?
Yeah, and this is a problem because I used to do it on my iPhone. But then
well, your iPhone's right there.
No, but I have a new phone. I have an Android phone, and I was looking for a while because the Fact application that we had in the iPhone.
Why do you always have to say that you have an Android phone? Like, is it really that big of a difference between a smartphone and an Android phone?
Yeah, it is to some people.
Okay.
Anyway, anyways. So I was looking for an application which would be about the equivalent of the one that I was using on my old phone. And I think I found one. It's called Funny Facts Free. I will post a link to it if you happen to have a phone which runs the Android thing. And we will do this. Let me see if I can get this.
I found Tetris.
You're good.
No.
Okay, so let's get this going, shall we?
Yeah.
All right, fact. Yeah, dragonfly flaps its wings 20 to 40 times a second. Bees and houseflies 200 times. Some mosquitoes 600 times. And tiny gnat 1,000 times.
Oh, sick.
Fact.
An ostrich egg is also the largest existing single cell. Cool.
Wow, that's a gross fact.
I want to eat it.
The tongue of a blue whale is bigger than a taxi cab and can weigh as much as an elephant.
Gross.
Ew.
Trees lower air temperature by evaporating water in their leaves. Fact.
Yeah.
No, that's why you shouldn't cut them down.
There are between 100 trillion and... There's just a lot of fucking stars. All right. Sorry.
When hunting alone, the wolf catches small animals such as squirrels, hares, chipmunks, raccoons, or rabbits. However, a pack of wolves can hunt very large animals like moose, caribous, and yaks.
Fact. In 1934, a gust of wind reached 371 kilometers per hour on Mount Washington in New Hampshire, USA. Whoosh. Windy fact.
Fact, the Pacific Ocean is the largest ocean, covers 64 million square miles, 165 million square kilometers. It is more than two times the size of the Atlantic. Wow.
Really? Didn't know that. The amount of oxygen produced by an acre of trees per year equals the amount consumed by 18 people annually. One tree produces nearly 260 pounds of oxygen per year. And that is a motherfucking fact.
Fact. Hug a tree.
Yep. Do that. Fact.
I like that music.
It is fun. It's our.
I like that music better than Rush.
Oh, it's catchy.
Beep, beep. Oh, wait. I like any music better than Rush.
Okay. Even like the worst song in the world.
Yeah, like the chicken dance. I like the chicken dance better than Rush. Okay,
let's play a game of Would You Rather. Would you rather be asked on a date by the guy from Rush or the guy from Nickelback?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Not so.
I would probably have more to talk to about that with the guy from Rush than the guy from Nickelback.
Yeah. Okay.
The guy from Nickelback just strikes me as being kind of dumb.
Maybe he is. I don't know.
No, I don't know for sure. I'm just saying that.
Okay.
My guess.
So, okay. Okay.
Okay. Now I have to come up with one.
Sure.
Would you rather, sit in a bathtub of Jell-O or have warm chocolate poured all over you?
Well, that's like a good fact. It's like...
I know, but you still got to pick because it's still tricky.
Chocolate?
You want warm chocolate poured all over you?
Yeah. it'd look like I just completely like shit all over myself. Yeah.
I can see you like rolling around in it like a pig in mud.
Oh my god, it'd be so good. You're the best.
You're so weird.
Whatever. Which one would you do of the same two that you just talked about?
I want to sit in Jell-O.
Jell-O? Like, Jell-O's such a shitty dessert.
It would feel cool, though, because it'd be all slimy and weird.
Okay.
And you sit there and you could go...
And do that with your pussy.
Oh, sick, Eric.
I took it too far, didn't I?
You did. You did. Yeah, and then when you're in the chocolate, you could, like, shit the chocolate. And nobody would notice.
You gave me an inch. I went to the moon.
Oh, okay.
Okay, maybe that was inappropriate.
Yeah, that was totally inappropriate.
I take it back about that part where I implied that Rochelle sucks Jell-O up into her pussy.
Shut up. That's sick.
She doesn't do that.
No, I don't.
Just so we're clear. She sucks it up her asshole.
Shut up. I'm going to beat you up. Okay, now your turn.
Okay. Would you rather... okay, here's an interesting one. Would you rather be blind or deaf?
Deaf. That's pretty easy because I really, really like looking at stuff. And I would not want to not be able to look at stuff.
Okay.
But sometimes I don't want to hear what people say, so it's okay.
It's like, okay, I get it.
Yeah. I think I'd be okay with being deaf.
All right, fair enough.
It would be hard. But
yeah. Some adjustments.
But being blind would be so hard. Because you can't drive.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be really hard to walk places. You have to, like, memorize the room and...
Yeah, yeah, you're right. That's a tough one.
What would you?
Well, I'd rather be both, because then I'd be really, really good at pinball.
That's dumb.
Okay, never mind.
Is it because that... Is that like a movie or something?
It is a movie.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know that one.
You've never heard Tommy, the musical by The Who?
Never seen it.
That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a bean pinball.
No? Yeah, I know the song.
Okay. That's what it's about.
I know, but I just didn't think that it was a movie.
Oh, it's a crazy movie. Actually, you'd like the movie.
Seen the movie Hair.
It's like a crazy musical movie.
Like kind of like Hair? Like
Tina Turner's in it and like Elton John. And
oh, is that the one where that hot lady is dressed in that white outfit in that white room?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that is a crazy movie.
That is.
Oh, and the guy has like poofy hair. Yeah, I've seen it.
Okay. You've seen it.
Yeah.
That guy.
Just tell me people's hairstyles and be like, oh, yeah, I know that one.
If you have any topic ideas, any questions, any stories you want to share. Infotiptaptip.com.
I've got a story.
You have a story? Well, okay.
Well, not really. It's not that really long story. Okay. But I was watching CBC News, and there's a guy on there that has the awesomest haircut. I was almost going to take a picture of it and be like, Eric, this is the haircut you need. That's very rare to be watching a news channel and see something that's cool. A haircut.
He was an anchor or a news?
Yeah, it was like he was reporting on the weather stuff that was happening in Vancouver.
You're like, wow, that guy has great hair.
Yeah. It's like an undercut.
I don't think I can do that.
No, but not. Not really. Because he's not wearing it down. He's wearing it up.
Mm.
It's like the Fassbender haircut.
Okay.
In that movie that we watched.
Yeah, Rochelle's a new crush.
Yeah, but the other movie that we watched, he wasn't really that hot. He was hot when he was like the android guy.
Oh, yeah, because we watched both Prometheus and then Haywire, which Rochelle really liked.
Is that the one where he's an android? Is that was Haywire?
No, that was Prometheus.
Oh, yeah, that one. He's hot in that one.
Not so much in Haywire?
Yeah.
Okay. But you liked Haywire, right?
I found it a little bit confusing.
Yeah, it's a good book confusing, but that girl kicked a lot of ass.
That girl's awesome.
Yeah.
Especially because she's like, she's kicking ass, but she doesn't look like a man and she has big tits still.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah.
Her one sweet, yes, I agree. Yes, that is pretty cool. Yeah. So this is actually big news this week. Walt Disney Company has agreed to acquire Lucasfilm for $4.05 billion in a deal that gives the media giant control of the Star Wars franchise. So basically...
Oh, man, that's going to be awful.
Well, it depends how you look at it. Along with the purchase, Disney announced that it plans to release a seventh live-action Star Wars movie in the year 2015. So expect another trilogy. But, okay, before you give me that look, I don't know. This news came out a couple of days ago, and I had time to sort of let it sink in. Like, okay, this could be a...
I saw it on Facebook.
Yeah, and on one hand, it's Disney, but on the other hand, it's not George Lucas having really much, if any, involvement in these next movies that...
Yeah, because it kind of seems like he was just kind of fucking around with them after a while.
Yeah, like the last three movies were like him being all involved in it, and that's probably why they sucked as much as they did.
Yeah.
Maybe if Disney has their smarts, they'll hire some actual directors and writers that will make these movies, whatever movies they actually happen to come up with, suck a little bit less. That's my hope.
Well, as long as they have like some sort of form of midget person in it, like an Ewok.
Michelle, it's little person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ewoks. Bring back the Ewoks. The Ewoks are so cool.
You like the Ewoks?
They're awesome. If I ran into a bunch of Ewoks.
If you just were walking down the street and you're like, oh, what's that? It's a raccoon?
No, like if I was walking through the forest and I ran into a bunch of Ewoks, and I would probably just live with them. I would just stay with them and live with them. And I wouldn't go back to living with other people because Ewoks are cool.
You know that in the one of the, I guess, the Blu-ray releases of the original Star Wars films, like the Star Wars Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. In Return of the Jedi, they updated it with the Ewoks. You know what they did?
What?
Made the Ewoks blink with computer magic.
That's so dumb. I don't care about shit like that.
apparently somebody did enough that they decided to go back to the original.
Yeah, because then they can say on the cover of the movie, new and updated. Sounds awesome, but when you go into the details, you're like, oh, you just made the fucking Ewoks blink? Who cares?
Now with blinking Ewoks. That's worth another $40.
Yeah.
Well, your shitty version is a blinking Ewoks, you fucking lame ass.
Who cares?
Fuck, I don't know. Yeah, so I don't know. We'll see how that works. 2015, I'll be a million years old when that happens. Blinking Ewoks and stuff.
When? 2000 what?
15.
Oh, well, yeah, we're going to be so old then.
Yep.
You're going to be like 40.
I will be 40. That's exactly how old I will be.
That's okay. It'll be your excuse to have a midlife crisis and go see Star Wars.
Yep. I'll dress up like an Ewok. Like a 6 foot Ewok.
Very uncomfortable. My wife made me do it! Oh, that's what we should dress up Bo for next Halloween.
I was thinking about that.
Ewok.
I was thinking either that or a Jawa.
What's a Jawa?
You know, in the very, very first Star Wars, those little dudes in like the brown hoods or like the dark faces and like the glowing eyes.
And do you mean like the first Star Wars is very, in like the, number like, one or the first one that was released?
Like the 1977 first one. Like Star Wars.
Yeah.
Like they hit those little dudes with like the robes and they capture R2-D2 and they put them in their little sort of big truck thing. And then they sell R2-D2 back to Luke Skywalker, who's on the farm. Those little dudes.
Yeah, I can't remember it.
What the fuck?
Oh, come on, Eric. It's been a long time. And I wasn't obsessed with Star Wars like you probably were.
Oh my goodness. You're making me Google this.
You don't have to Google it. It doesn't matter.
No, because I want you to...
Because you'll just show me. I'll be like, oh yeah, those things. Now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But like Star Wars after... like the first three that I watched in the 80s or whatever, I remember them. Yeah. They stuck clear in my mind. And then I watched the next other ones that came out.
Yeah, I don't remember.
And now it's like, whoa, I don't remember anything and I don't understand. Oh, yeah, those things. Yeah.
Exactly.
See, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those things. Yeah, that's what they did.
Anyway, the other three that came out, they just fucked it all up, and now I don't know anything about Star Wars. It's like somehow George Lucas erased all memories of Star Wars in my brain with the ones that he
with the most recent ones.
Yeah, because he didn't continue the characters. There wasn't any continuation of like the little people like the Ewoks and
Yeah, but it all takes place before those ones.
What, you think there's all different kinds of species? No, it's just because George Lucas wants to fuck around and make new species.
It's true. He just wants to look what I can do.
Yeah, exactly.
With computers.
And so they make that, like, what's that? That man-woman type thing that everybody got irritated by?
Oh,
one that's shark. Like, it's kind of like your puppet voice.
I thought you were just doing a Geddy Lee impression again.
Yeah, because all my impressions sound the same.
Yeah, Jar Jar Binks, that stupid thing.
Yeah, that stupid fucking thing. Like, what the hell is that? And why would you have something like that and not an Ewok?
Yeah. If you're going to have one
Ewoks
of the
Ewoks are so cute.
If you're going to have one of the two, clearly an Ewok is going to be... An Ewok doesn't annoy...
If you ask, like, anybody, you know, would they rather be friends with an Ewok or Jar Jar Binks? Like... No question.
100% of the people would say an Ewok.
Yeah.
Yeah, guaranteed. Because unless they're assholes and then they would say Jar Jar Binks.
No, I don't even think assholes would say Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah. Ewoks. Mm-hmm. Did you ever watch that Ewoks show in the 80s? It's like a cartoon series.
Yeah, I love that one.
Did you watch Droids? It's kind of like companion TV.
No.
Another sort of cartoon show.
Yeah, I didn't. I think that one is. I think I've seen that one.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. That's all I got to say about that. Did you ever watch that show? Yes, I did. All right. Move along.
Did you ever watch Gummy Bears?
Gummy Bears. Dumba, dumba, dumba everywhere.
Yeah.
Zubba, dubba, dubba, dumba, there. They are the Gummy Bears. Yeah. That's all I know. Dumba,
I love that show. Dumba, 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 dumba,
Gummy bear.
Flying here and there and everywhere. Isn't that how it goes?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to have to put up the link to the video because we talked about gummy bears and stuff.
I like that show.
It was a great show.
Yeah.
Octomom is in rehab. No surprise.
Okay. Why? Is that no surprise? I didn't know that she was a drug addict.
Well, if you have 14, if I had 14 kids, I'd be on all the drugs.
Well, I think it's because she spent so much money on her plastic surgery and stuff that she forgot about long-term nanny care.
Yeah. Nadia Suleiman checked into the Chapman House Drug Rehabilitation Center in Southern California to help deal with the dependence on the prescription anti-anxiety drug Xanax. Suleiman has left the care of her 14 children to three nannies and two friends.
Wow.
That's
five people to take care of her kids.
Yep. Ms. Suleiman has been taking Xanax and was prescribed by her doctor to deal with her anxiety, but she felt she needed a treatment program to help her with her recovery. Her representative said she'll be in treatment for 28 days or more if needed. So
she's still famous.
Well, she's more infamous than famous, right? She's famous for being what
that
she...
It sounded kind of snotty when you said that.
Really? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Wait, like, my words are not good enough, Eric?
You're doing that thing again.
What?
Being smart.
Oh, I'm only allowed to be stupid.
You know what?
Help me. God.
You know what the household rules say? People act smart. Get the slap.
It's so dumb.
Slap. Yeah. Actually, this is something interesting. A Swedish couple married according to Klingon rituals at Britain's first official Star Trek convention. which is surprising. Josephine Soccer Top, 23 years old, said she'd never seen Star Trek movies or television shows until she met her husband, Sonny Gustafson, 29 years old. The ceremony was his idea. I thought about it a lot, and then I said, let's do it. She said, it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. The cake was made of 3 Borg cubes.
Oh, that's awesome. Nice.
And this is part of the I guess the vows.
What did the Borg say again?
Resistance is futile.
Yeah.
You will be assimilated. And this is part of the Klingon.
You should say that when you're eating the cake.
You will be
assimilated
into my mouth. This is part of the Klingon vows here. With fire and steel did the gods forge the Klingon heart. The wedding register chanted, so fiercely did it beat, so loud was the sound that the gods cried out, on this day we have brought forth the strongest heart in all the heavens. None can stand before it without trembling at its strength. But they say in Klingon, it sounds like,
yeah. Isn't it? I remember watching one of the Star Trek episodes where they're doing a Klingon mating ritual, and it's basically like they fight each other.
Yeah.
And then they grab each other's hands and stick their nails in their hands and make each other bleed.
Yeah, they don't mess around, do they?
No.
It's kind of hot, isn't it?
What? To fight like that? They're fighting with, like, real swords. And
yeah, but it's like a mating thing.
Battle axes and stuff.
Yeah.
But what happens if you're fighting to mate and then you accidentally kill the person?
It's like, ooh.
I was like, oh, I was kind of getting aroused. Oh, now you're dead.
What is the Klingon word for my bad? Something like every Klingon word sounds like you're coughing up something.
Isn't that what you said Dutch language sounds like?
Are Dutch people Klingons? Is that
No, they're hobbits.
Okay, I wasn't sure. Yeah. You sure they're not like?
No, they're hobbits.
Okay, maybe they're.
I think German people may be Klingons.
Okay, wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. This happened. A Brazilian family said they didn't realize that a body had been misidentified as a family member until the dead man, that's in quotes, interrupted his own funeral. It's like, what a shitty family, first I gotta say that.
Well, but can't they look at the body and identify the body?
You would think that any, you know.
Maybe we should get tattoos on ourselves somewhere so that if our faces are destroyed when we die, then we'll know. Like you were talking about getting one across your chest that says Mr. Skilling or Eric Skilling. Maybe we should do that.
I think that'd be a good idea.
Should I get Rochelle Skilling right across my tits?
Yeah, that'd be classy.
And be like, when you're out drinking with people, they'd be like, hi, what's your name? Then I like rip open my shirt, Rochelle Skilling.
Yeah.
And like motorboat them. Is that what you're doing? Like,
you could have just told me your name. You didn't have to whip your. And why do you smell like Jell-O?
Sick.
The family.
And for some reason, when I think of bathing in Jell-O, it has to be green.
Green Jell-O?
Yeah.
Like apple Jell-O, or what is green flavor in Jell-O?
Lime.
Okay. The family of Gilberto Rojo, 41 years old, of Alagoinhas, said they had not seen the car washer for 4 months. When they misidentified the body. So 4 months, like.
Oh, yeah, we forgot what you looked like.
In 4 months. Bad. I haven't seen you in 4 months. Like, who are you? When they misidentified the body of a similar looking man as their family member. What a shitty fucking family. How did they do that? So
even 4 years, like, you still know what
they might look a bit older, but I'm pretty sure you'll guess it's the same person.
Yeah.
Rojo said he learned about the funeral plans from an acquaintance and called a friend who was attending the service, but the mourners refused to believe he was still alive until he showed up in person and interrupted the ceremony. Ta-da!
That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
And then you can see who's all there, and you'd be like, oh. And, you know, if somebody who you thought you were friends with wasn't there, you could be like, well, you didn't show up to my funeral, so fuck you.
Yeah, exactly. His brother said the family does not see him very often, and he's often found living in different places, so they had no reason to believe that the body was not him. So, okay, see about that.
Oops.
Yeah, oops indeed.
So if you want to email us, you can do that, like our friend Cole did.
About what?
But you can complain to Eric about Rush and tell him how offended you are that he played that music.
Yeah, info@tiptaptip.com.
Because I'm sure that so many people will be offended, Eric. We get so many emails.
We get all the emails all the time. Yeah,
like, why are you playing Rush? This is disgrace to Tip Tap Tip.
And
our standards of broadcasting just went down. I've just
gone down the shitter ever since Eric played that.
Yeah.
30 seconds of that one song.
It's like we just lost like 20 listeners.
Just because of that.
Just because of that, yeah.
Well, I feel like a real jerk.
Yeah, you should.
Oh, my goodness. Are you sick of the election?
I want Cole to send us another rap song.
All right, you heard it.
That's my request.
That's Rochelle's request.
That's my shout out.
All right. Are you sick of the election?
What election?
Good. The one in the States.
You think, Eric, we don't have cable, and I just watch Netflix, and I'm taking care of a baby, so I don't know what the fuck is going on. Like, I watched the news for yesterday, and I was like, what? There was a storm?
Oh, yeah, there's a storm on the East Coast?
No idea. How am I, it just, you know, it's not something I think about doing.
Yeah, okay.
And I don't really have time to focus on that. I'm trying to figure out how to work a baby.
Yeah, they are pretty tricky, aren't they?
Yeah. I wish they were just, they had buttons on them or something.
Sleep.
Yeah, sleep. Okay.
Eat mode.
Yeah.
We should raise a baby robot.
Well, they wouldn't be as cuddly.
Yeah, that's true.
They wouldn't smell as good.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah. Technology needs to catch up and make that happen.
No, that'd be creepy. I don't want them to do that.
You don't want baby robots?
No, I don't want baby robots.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, so you're going to talk about this election thing?
Nah, I'm going to skip it because you don't give a shit.
I don't give a shit.
So who cares?
So they're just going to vote for the black guy again. He's doing a lot of good stuff, isn't he?
That black guy.
He's doing lots of good stuff. Like, I don't know. I like him. And
that black guy is doing good.
Whatever.
What to say about that?
Anyway, I hope they vote for him again.
Yeah, that'd be good. All right. Let me compose myself here and we'll read one more story. Then we're gone.
I'm glad I can still shock you like that.
Oh, my, that really kind of helped. All right. A New York University class on transnational terrorism is asking students to plan hypothetical To plan a hypothetical terrorist attack down to the detail.
What?
It's for class. It's like, you know.
Oh, that's why would you want your students to even think about that sort of stuff?
Because it's a class on transnational terrorism. So they said, you know, let's get these people thinking about this class. Let's have them plan out their own hypothetical terrorist attack and right down to the detail and tell us how they do it. Marie Helen Morass, a former Navy criminal investigator teaching class, is instructing her pupils to step into the terrorist shoes for the 10 to 15 page assignment and describe your hypothetical attack and what will happen in the aftermath of the attack. The hypothetical attack must stay within the chosen terrorist group's goals, capabilities, tactical profile, targeting pattern, and operational area. The course syllabus states, the exercise is meant to prepare students for the field, to prepare them for the careers in intelligence, policing, and counterterrorism. I see the point.
Yeah, but then what if somebody comes up with like a really, really, really good terrorist attack idea, and then
they go, "Well, I don't want to waste it."
Or a couple months later, that sort of attack happens. Then what?
Someone's gonna be knocking on their door. Apparently.
I know, but what if it actually wasn't them? It just ended up being a coincidence.
Who knows?
I don't know. I'd be really worried about that. Yeah. That'd be the same as, like, you know, back in the day when Americans were so worried about communists.
The whole Cold War.
You know, to tell somebody what would they do if they were a communist. And if you came up with a really good idea, then they would just assume that you were a communist, like, right?
Yeah, that idea is a little bit too good.
Yeah. I know, like, I don't know. I decided today what I want to do, Eric, as a job. What? That I can do it with a baby.
What's that?
I'm going to be a private investigator. Because who would think about a mom with a baby and being an investigator?
That's just a very good idea.
Like, nobody would think that you were spying on them if you have a baby.
It's like,
You can sit around and loiter and breastfeed and stuff like that. And watch people, and nobody even would question you.
Oh. I think that's a very good career decision, Rochelle. You should look into that.
Yeah, I just don't have any experience doing it. We might just have to listen to some more investigator shows.
There we go.
Base all my knowledge on movies and TV shows.
You'll be ready to go. All right. I think that's a fantastic idea.
Good.
All right. So if you want to hire Rochelle as your private investigator.
Just call me Dick.
Yeah. Jeez.
You don't like that?
I'm getting tired and I'm going crazy.
Yeah, you can tell.
So let's wrap this up, shall we?
Good night, Eric. Sleep tight, Eric. Dream about your new job on Monday. Yeah. And cookies.
If you like the show, you can help us out a couple of ways.
If you don't like it, we don't care.
Then go away. Who gives a shit?
Then press stop.
Then press stop and kill yourself.
Oh, don't say that. I don't want people to kill themselves.
Then just
take drugs.
Yeah, take lots and lots of drugs. Oh, my goodness. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your acquaintances. Tell everybody you like the show. If they're unwilling to listen, you tie them down, tie their hands between their back, throw the headphones over their head.
Force them to, Eric? No.
It's for the greater
good. I think you should stop talking because I think you're too tired.
I'm perfectly good.
You're saying stupid shit. It's like you're drunk.
I'm tired and I think I'm getting a bit sick. You hear that cough in my throat?
Yeah, go sit over there. Don't touch me.
You're already infected, so we've been coughing all throughout the show.
Is that why you kissed me so much before the show?
I wanted to get you good.
You're such an asshole.
Piece of shit. All right, anyways, on that note, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
We'll talk later. I'm hoping that we'll have a special guest step in next show.
Okay.
And, we'll see how that works out. Anyways, thanks for listening. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
Bye.
Bye.